Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at a whole society today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivated Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We've got an awesome show lined up for you today. I am so excited to cover another great subject today. We will explore psychological preparation. So those of you that are tuning in for the first time, welcome. We are excited to have you. And for those of you who are with us every week, I want you right now to get ready, get your pens and paper ready. So put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some inspiration and some motivation. All of us deal with challenges in life. How we deal with those challenges is what separates us from the winners and the losers. What we find in our quest to aspire success is that winners understand psychological preparation, which is so important for life. Are you competing right now for something important? Are you competing for a position on your job? Are you competing for a spot on your team? Are you competing with other competitors? Or are you being knocked down by people giving you a lot of negative information, by people who are passing on put-downs to you? Well, friends, psychological preparation is what we're going to explore today, and we're going to give you some strategies. We're going to give you some tips. We're going to give you an understanding of how powerful your mind is and where it can take you. We also would like to welcome our guest who's with us today. Okay, would y'all get her out, bring her out of the green room? We have our guest with us today, the one, the only, the fabulous, the beautiful, Miss Lois Bullock, who is the host of Let's Talk Truth. And I'm happy that she is one of our regular panel guests. And I love being at her show. And I love the shows that she put together. And I like being a guest. And she's always excited about helping others. And she wants to come out and be a part as we talk about psychological preparation. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome our guest. She's back with us again, a winner in every area of her life. Let's welcome Miss Lois Bullock.
All right.
Well, good reception there, Mr. Motivator, and I am so awesomely blessed to be back on your show today. And I'm beginning to be a permanent fixture, so, and that's a good thing. Hopefully, during the course of this, of my being a guest on your show, I'll be able to impart some wisdom and some encouragement to actually go right along with your motivational skills that you offer to everyone, to know that, yes, you too can be an overcomer, or you can beat the odds on everything you have that hits you in life. So I'm just awesomely glad to be here, and hopefully that my show, Let's Talk Truth, will also intertwine in this, because we just have to tell the truth in order to be psychologically inspired or motivated or whatever. So I'm just glad to be here today.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Now, for those of you who may have some questions, or you want a little bit more of an understanding about psychological preparation, I want to kind of give you a little bit of detail about that so you can understand it. Now, according to Webster's and some other meaningful books that I've checked out, psychological preparation is basically the science of dealing with the mind and mental processes that are important for succeeding. Basically, psychological preparation is a system of psychology that gives full meaning to how you program yourself to deal with things from different avenues. It is also the science of human behavior. All of us have a behavioral pattern, and it's triggered by situations and how we allow ourselves to deal with those situations will determine where we're going to be at. Psychological preparation is also dealing not only with the mind and the mental processes, but it's dealing with your feelings, your desires, your emotions. It can also be the sum of a person's actions, their traits, their thoughts. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, we want to get a little bit deeper and dive into this, because we want you to come away today with an idea or a strategy for a skill that you can implement in your life starting this very moment. You don't have to lie there because you've been knocked down and everyone else is telling you you don't have what it takes and you should just stay there. Today, we're going to arm you with psychological preparation so you can fight those bullies. You can win in that fight. The first question I want to pose, and I'm going to have our lovely guest to expound on this question, because I want every one of you to think about yourself and where you are, where you're trying to get to, and how psychological preparation can be effective to you. My first question, is there a winning strategy for every area of advancement in your life? Lawrence, could you share a little light on that?
Yes, I'd love to. And this show does go very deep. And we need to start looking at it not only from our perspective, but go back to where it initially began. And it began with the first sign of life into the body of a female. You know, Mr. Motivator, if you will look at, people don't really think about the responsibility that they have when a man looks at a woman and say, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I want you to have my children.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, that sets the tone or sets the mood for the first psychological preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think about it in depth in that term, but I say at the beginning of my show, we get to this point where we don't ever want others to be in a position to talk to us, or we don't want to get to the position where we don't understand what's going on. But I will tell everybody, at the beginning of your life has to be encompassed by God. That's the only place it can be encompassed by. And not that I'm here to try and preach to you, because I can't, and I'm sure you do, but you have to take that into consideration. Everything you do has to be done in a godly manner. Now, psychological preparation should start when that person agreed to become husband and wife and say, I'm going to have a family. Because depending on your children, that's where your psychological preparation begins. You know, the scripture, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
We often think that that means where you're going to, what you're going to be in life. You're going to be a lawyer, doctor, whatever, but that's not necessarily what it's talking about. That starts your psychological preparation, because if you don't prepare a child
mm-hmm.
to be psychologically strong,
mm-hmm.
then that's where you get your losers from.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get your winners from.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a strategy, and the strategy is to connect yourself with the right source so that everything you do for that child, you are psychologically preparing them for life. And that's what it has to be done. And I'm just grateful and thankful that my parents were strong enough to basically give me sound doctrine to make me know that I am the best at what I can be. And because what you say about me in a negative manner does not diminish who I am. That's how bullies are bullies, because they have no confidence in themselves, so they have to pick on someone who they think is very weak.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not weak in what you do. You're only weak if you believe you're weak. There is no one in this world any smarter than I am. You may have a skill that I don't have. I don't know how to fly a plane. But then there are some things I can do you don't know how to do, but that doesn't make me inadequate. That just gives me a corner of the market that I can pursue, and you have one that you can pursue. And you put those things together, you come out with one powerful individual. So there is a strategy, and that strategy for your first level of psychological preparation is to know who you are, know your limits. Know your limits, and just because you are limited in some area does not mean you or nothing. You are somebody. I don't care what it is you do. If you are allowed to sweep the streets, make sure the area you have the cleanest streets in town. You know, so that's something we have to know as individuals, the strategy for you preparing your psychological move starts at an early age, starts as a child, and it's developed. And it keeps going on and on and on until you leave here. And that depends on how high you climb or how low you fall. So I hope that, kind of answered the question for someone. And I'm open to you calling me if you don't understand what I'm saying.
Thank you, Lord. You sound just like a real life coach. And, in fact, a lot of the questions and some of the strategies that I propose have come out of a book, Coaching, Winning Strategies for Every Level of Play, by Dave Chambers, which is an excellent, excellent book, because athletes learn early in life about the mind and the mindset, because they have to program themselves at an early age, and not only programming the mind, they have to program the body.
Yeah.
So athletes know this,
mm-hmm.
and they use this to be successful.
Right.
But we need it not just for sports. We need it in every aspect of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are getting beat up, and they're being defeated. And we have to help those people. Now, another thing I'd like to look at here, Lois, what are winning mental skills and how are they developed? We all have different winning skills that we use.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many of them, but I'd like for you to maybe touch up on one or two winning techniques that you use and that have been effective in helping you stay at the top of the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I'm very proud of, if you want to have to excel in a certain area,
mm-hmm.
you excel in areas that your body is attracted to. Your mind is attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to coach and talk. So I grew up reading.
Mm-hmm.
I have traveled all over the world in books. You know, I'm from a little country town, Mr. Motivator, but
mm-hmm.
I've been to Paris, France. I've lived in different areas of the country, but I lived in those places in books. So that stimulated my mind. It took me to a level where I can reach out and help others, and it doesn't matter about the culture. See, I had a chance to experience different cultures, and I experienced it in books.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my mental skills for developing what I love to do. Just as you can tell me you want to be a football player all you want to. I want to be a pro player, but if I never see you pick up a football, if I never see you prepare your body, because that's what mental preparation does. Mentally, it starts in the mind. And whatever it is you want to do, you have to develop that by doing the things it takes to develop your skill.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be a professional football player, then I need to see you training, I need to see you exercising, I need to see you building your body up. If I'm going to be a running back, I need to build up my legs, I need to have strength and power to push through that line, dodge or whatever my opponent. So I'm going to start developing those areas of my body so that they can handle that pressure. If I'm going to be a wide receiver, I'm going to be able to feel that football, hold that football,
mm-hmm.
To do any number of things. I happen to know that one of the NFL players, or former NFL players, I think they just retired this year, that we've been a friend of their families for years, and he was an awesome running back. He was a running back for the San Diego Chargers, then he went on to be with the Jets. Now, I happen to know that he loved that football. You know why? He used to sleep with it.
Okay.
He used to sleep with the football from the time he was a little boy on up, and finally he got married. I hope he let the football go when he got married, but that was part of his psychological preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it is in anything. If you're going to succeed in any area of your life, you have to do that psychological preparation, and starts with the mind, and it develops the body, whatever it is. Right now, I'm psychologically trying to get my body in shape. I'm trying to lose weight because I've gained weight. So psychologically, I'm following a regimen every day. I begin to walk every day, starting out doing a mile. Now, who knows? Maybe after a year or so, I'll be able to do 2 miles. No, I'm just teasing. But it's psychological preparation, and you have to do that in anything. If you're going to succeed, then you find people who don't do psychological preparation. They're looking for an easy out, and so they end up stealing for what they want or doing any number of things for what they want rather than put themselves through that mental challenge or to develop their skills that they're interested in. So, you know, that's just my take on it.
Well, I can vouch for you, and knowing that you come from a family of athletes, and in fact, from my understanding, not only were your children great athletes, they were great with sports in school, you participated in sports yourself. Now, I know, was it basketball or track?
I think basketball, track. I ran track, state track, and district basketball. So I ran track, played basketball, softball, even after I became an adult, have plenty of trophies that we won doing softball. So it's just whatever it is you aspire to do, you have to mentally prepare yourself to do that. And I promise you, once you do it, you can go, there's just no end to the places that you can go. So here we are.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you sharing those tips because myself as well, I grew up around an athletic family. My brother played sports and he coached, and I coached for a while at one of the schools that I worked at myself, and I enjoyed it. I enjoy being an educator because that's basically what you're doing.
That's right.
You're teaching the kids psychological preparation for academic achievement,
mm-hmm.
and you use it in every area. Another question that I have that I would like to ask you, could you tell everyone why is it that psychological preparation is so important to you? I mean, because I know you're big on it and you set goals and you are always working hard to improve yourself, to strive to go further. So could you tell us why psychological preparation is so important to you and why other people should take a look at it themselves?
Okay. One thing, Mr. Motivator, psychological preparation is important if you're going to achieve a level of success that you're trying to achieve.
Yes.
No one wants to be mediocre. And technology changes, and when technology changes, you have to not change the wisdom that applies to the situation, but you need to be able to change the direction that you're going in order to achieve the greatness that you're trying to achieve. And you just want to be the best in whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. No one wants to say that you half ran the race or you did not come across the finish line. So you have to prepare yourself if you're going to make it to the end. You know, I believe the scripture says the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that holds out. So you've got to be able to hold out. You've got to be able to, whatever it is you start, you've got to be able to finish it.
Yes.
And if you can't do that, then you didn't make preparation. You mm-hmm. just jumped to it. You just jumped into it. We're also further encouraged in the scripture that if you're going to build a house, count out the cost.
Yes.
There's a cost to accomplishing whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And a lot of that is, you've got to take time to develop yourself. You can't jump into a skill or you cannot jump into a situation if you're not prepared to jump.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine not looking at a pool and somebody's draining the pool and you dive off the diving board? You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah,
so, you know, you just have to get, you just have to make sure that you have accomplished, you know, put in the work you need to put in. So it's important. You just got to. There's no way you can start working on a job if you're not prepared to finish it.
Absolutely.
You know, so you never get another, I mean, you might not get another opportunity to prove yourself. So it's just very important for you to prepare yourself psychologically for anything.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I really appreciate the way you answered that. Let's make it a little bit more simpler, if we can, for our audience, our listeners out here. Lois, I know you're a winner. I mean, I've been to your home, and you have a room filled full of trophies. And but now, what's the difference between the winner, the winners, and the losers? I want you to share on that. I know most of the people that I've worked around or the people that I grew up with that were very successful in their sports or academics, their mindset, they always believed that they were going to get that A+ or that they were going to win the game, okay? And I noticed some of the other people that I often talk to, they knew or they expected to lose. They expect, hey, I'm not going to pass this class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to score a touchdown. We're not going to win this game. Do you have any examples of the people who had that psychological preparation, some winners that you know that exceeded? And do you have an example of maybe a friend or some folks that you grew up with who were losers and they never got anywhere in life? Could you share some of that?
Well, first of all, Mr. Motivator, I just believe that I don't believe in competing in life. I really don't.
Right.
And if there is a fulfillment within an individual, you can be a winner, maybe not in the sight of goals that's been set as far as society has set, but you can still win. I believe the only person that loses is the person who never tries. Because it's, you know, just like I stated a minute ago, that the scripture says the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one who holds out.
Yeah.
See, I may not have ran the race very fast. You may have beat me to the finish line, but I got there. I stayed in the game. So, in essence, that makes me a winner. And then you have to also take into consideration how people feel being pitted once and one against the other. That's why in the high schools, I hated that kids compete for grades, because just because you made a 70 does not make you a loser.
Yeah.
And just because you got a trophy for running that race doesn't make you a winner. You know, so you, again, that psychological preparation, knowing who you are and how you attack the situation, as long as you have given something your very best,
Yes. You're
a winner. And a lot of people, this is why you have young people committing suicide. This is why you have people that are in difficult relationships or unhealthy relationships, because they don't know the difference between a winner and a loser.
Yes.
And I'm here to emphatically state the only loser in this world is an individual who never tries.
Wow.
That's the only time you're a loser. My stats may not be 100, My stats may only be 65 or 70, but I'm still a winner because you don't know what I had to go to get to that point. See, sometimes we look at an individual and what we feel is necessary for them. Do you realize a lot of our personalities and unhealthy attitudes come because we are pitted against one another and we don't know if we are winners or losers?
Yeah.
Everyone should wake up every day. I don't care where you are. You may be in a one-bedroom apartment or if you're in a palace, you're still a winner. Where you are doesn't necessarily make you a winner or loser. It's where you end up. So this is what, you know, where's your end? That's what determines whether you are a winner or a loser. And I believe that sometimes we have our young people, we give them the wrong message. We say to them all the time, oh, you're a loser because you don't have this. Do you realize a lot of our young people are going to school and a lot of them are stealing and robbing because they don't have the name brand shoes? And that doesn't diminish you. That does not say who you are by what you have on your feet. You know, we have a lot of people, a lot of young kids have lost their life over sneakers, tennis shoes that some other kid wants. Because society has made you believe that you're nothing if I don't have some Air Jordans. I'm not giving Michael Jordan a dime. I'm not paying no $200 for no shoes. But where do I get my knowledge and intellect from? It didn't come from my feet. It doesn't have anything to do with what I wear. So I'm stating emphatically right here, and I will challenge anyone in the world, that the only person that you can call a winner is the person who tries and finishes. Doesn't matter when you finished, how you finished, as long as you finished. And the only loser you will ever have in this world is a person who never tries. If you've never tried, then you're a loser. But anything other than that, whether you finished 1 hour ahead of me, doesn't matter. I have accomplished what I set out to do, and that makes me a winner in anybody's book, okay?
Well, thank you. I really, really like the way you answered that just then because it made me think about some things. In fact, last week I took my daughter to the university just to check on her and see how she was doing, and there was a 76-year-old grandmother at the school. And this particular 76-year-old grandmother was attending the university.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter asked me, she said, Dad, she's 76 years old and she's attending school. She's going for her degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's great. That makes her a winner because she's doing it for herself. She's not competing with anyone.
Exactly.
She's doing it because this is something that she set for herself to do.
That's a goal she wanted to achieve.
So do you think society puts too much on winning? Do you think that they put too much on this being the perfect weight and this being the correct look? And do you think society is getting out of control as far as causing a lot of the young adults or young people to think that they got to look a certain way or they have to maintain a certain type of weight or
mm-hmm.
they have to do this or do that? You feel?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. I believe that. But in essence, it's not the fault of society.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's our fault because we buy into what society has set forth for us.
Mm-hmm.
Society doesn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I want to meet society because
yeah.
I think society is probably a female because she can't make up her mind about what she wants us to wear, what size she wants us to be, how aggressive she wants us to be. So society has to be a female. Now, before I'm attacked by all these females, I'm a female myself, so I know that we're wishy-washy, we're emotional beings. So that has, you know, that has nothing to do with it. Now, if you look at the being the winner and the loser or something, yes, society has set that stage. But that's why I said in the beginning, when a man and woman decide you want to get married and spend the rest of your life together and you're going to have children, start psychologically preparing your children for what society is going to come up and say to them. If society tells you you're too skinny, I know I was like a size 3 and 4 when I was in school. Mm-hmm. Everybody told me, you're so skinny. But you know who called me skinny? Mm-hmm. The fat folk. Now that I've gained weight and, you know, gone on up there in the double digits, mm-hmm. now they're telling me I'm too fat. Mm-hmm. So I've got to learn to please and appease myself because I'm either too big or too little. So my thing is I'm going to do what's comfortable for me,
yes.
as for me, as long as I meet the criteria I'm to meet in what it is I'm trying to accomplish. Because I'm trying to accomplish something. I'm trying to build lives. I'm trying to do something for the in the kingdom of God that will help build it in a positive manner. So how can society tell me what I need to do? You know, society, today we got long hair. Tomorrow it's short. It's black. No, it's red. I want mine blue. I want mine pink.
Mm-hmm.
Who works in corporate America with pink hair? Nicki Minaj. But she's not in corporate America. She's not sitting at that reception desk.
Right.
So, ladies, start to get yourself mentally prepared for everything that you see out there. And when you go to the beauty shops, you get a hairdo that you know you can wear every day. All that certain things that you see, that's for show.
Yes.
It's for that one-time wear. And it looks horrible on you if you try to wear it 2 times. So you have to get down to the fact that, girl, who am I? I am a bright, beautiful, powerful, positive woman. And what I'm doing is on point. And I'm a winner whether you think I am or not. Because I'm going to complete that I've been called to complete. I'm going to finish it. So we have to get down to that point, Mr. Motivator. It's just time for society is out of control because we've allowed it to be out of control. Okay?
You're right. I really appreciate you making emphasis on some of those points. And I believe when you said that, hey, I like who I am,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be the best that I can be, and I want to work towards me being the healthiest me that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you're doing it, you're trying to do your best for you, not for somebody else or for society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I know we have some people out here in our audience that are listening, that have tuned into the broadcast today, and they have concerns. And we received some more emails this week about some people being fired and being laid off. And it seems that in society, and especially with some of the companies, people that have been with them for many years and have worked hard for those positions, it seems that the more successful some of the companies are, the more money they have, it seems like they want to get rid of as many people as they can so they can have more money for just a select few and have those few that are there to do the work of maybe 8 or 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that corporate America and society are at a place where they're concerned with their image. They want to have the best company cars, the greatest building. They want to be in all the commercials. They want to be seen. But as far as being dedicated, being there for the people who helped get them on that map.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them aren't really there.
Mm-hmm.
How can psychological preparation help you if you've been fired from that job that you put 25 years into, or you've been passed over for the promotion that you worked hard for, or you've been cut from the team, or you've been replaced by someone who doesn't have the skills nor the qualification that you have, or you've been rejected by your fellow co-workers. And let's take it a step further. Maybe your spouse has cheated on you and decided to file for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Maybe you have a great idea. You have a business plan. But you've been rejected by banks and investors. You've been denied an opportunity, maybe because of your race or gender. How does psychological preparation help you with some of these things that I talked about? You can get these on either one.
Okay.
I think job firing and job layoffs and being fired, we've gotten more emails from that particular area for the past 6 months than anything else.
Amen. You know, Mr. Motivator, you just hit on a lot of different situations that have hit people over the past, well, since the economy is in the slump it's in.
Yes.
But psychological preparation initially, as I said, goes back to the very beginning. What have you been taught, or how have you been taught to hold on? See, we're not responsible for what another person is doing. We're only responsible for how we react to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laid off from a job that I'd been on 10 years.
Yes.
But I look at it like this. You know when something is coming, don't nothing sneak up on you. I look at the fact that the people that we really worry about in corporate America should be that female that wants to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we are the world's worst when we want to control.
Yes.
We're going down life's highway. I'm in the far left lane because I've got to control the speed of traffic. But I've got to go all the way over in the right lane to interfere with this car that's coming along in life. I've got to direct that too. So what I'm saying is there's a problem with the desire or that drive to control. So when we come into that drive to control, my psychological preparation lets me recognize that right away. And when you're in the position with people that there is a drive to control and they've got to control you, they want to make sure that you don't do anything that is going to make them feel inadequate.
Yes.
So a person who has a drive to be in control, they weren't very psychologically prepared. That's why they have to control everything. They feel inadequate. I'm sorry, they feel inadequate. They know that. I told a young lady not too long ago who was just really interested in my job. I said, sweetie, I can teach you what I know, but you'll still never be able to do my job like I do it. Because a job does not just consist of procedures. A job consists of, see, you have to put your spin on procedures to make it yours.
That's right.
You have to be psychologically prepared to get out of that position everything that you put into it.
Yes.
So just because I train you to take six steps from A, six steps from B to get to C, you will still never do my job like I do it. Because why? it was my job.
Yeah.
So we have to get to, we have to help people. And for those of us that passed over for positions, I always look at it like this. If I don't get the position, it wasn't meant for me.
Mm-hmm.
My position is my position. Yeah, my position is my position. So you have to go all the way back, just go all the way back to the Bible. And I don't care what people say in life. Everything that you do in life has to come from the Bible to be successful.
Yes, that's right.
See, we have all sorts of examples and everything in the Scripture. We've got everybody in the Bible. Look at Rahab. Who was Rahab? Rahab, I believe, was a lady like of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, she wasn't a Sunday school teacher, but she accomplished something positive. So she was a winner in that area. That changed her life. That changed how we look at her. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So anything that you have been, you set out to do, you have to accomplish it the way you want to accomplish it. And then, as long as you're doing it in a positive manner, but there are some people who cannot stand to see you do your job. You got to. I had a girlfriend one time that her husband couldn't drive right. She had to tell him which lane to drive in. Now, you talking to a 60-year-old man, he knows what lane to drive in.
Yes.
So why were you in the car? Now get in this lane. No, I probably would have opened the door and pushed her out. I'm sorry. Mr. Motivator, I was listening to the news one day, and there was a man who was in a little verbal dispute with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just kept yap. And he went out to get in his car to leave. Well, she jumps on the hood because she was just determined, you're going to sit here and listen to me raise hell. So that man speeded up like 40. He speeded up, and I think he drove her like 40 miles going as fast as he could go.
Yeah.
I was cheering and applauding because I bet when she got out that car then, she wouldn't try to stop him from leaving. See, people leave sometimes to stop arguments.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're so evil, we're going to make you sit in and let me argue. Man, I was applauding, but of course he went to jail.
Yeah.
But, Mr. Motivator, that thrilled me. I hope a lot of more men start doing that. And we will learn that this world is not made for us, that it was made for everybody. And we all have a chance to be lifted up and to be motivated and to live prosperous lives. But we beat each other down, and it's just too much.
Yeah.
So psychological preparation, man, we got to all go get in that. And I'm telling you, when you finish this show, Mr. Motivator,
mm-hmm.
People who are not psychologically prepared. They're going to start an argument about what's going on. So this is why we have to be careful about what we're doing. Okay?
I like the way you said that. You're right. When we're not psychologically prepared, we're not satisfied with anything. You know, everybody wants this president. They get that president. Hey, nobody's satisfied. And so we're just from one different angle to another different angle. And that also brings me to the conclusion. I like what you said, Ms. Lawrence, that we have to see ourselves as we want to become. In other words, we have to see ourselves in a positive light. We have to see ourselves in a positive viewpoint, a positive way in our situation. And when we see ourselves and then we speak that, it's a different thing. And anyway, would you go, like to comment on the aspect about seeing things in a positive manner? As you mentioned a few minutes ago, like the you were telling me about the spies. Some of them went out and looked and saw giants as big as grasshoppers and mm-hmm. wanted to just fall down and give up.
Yeah.
And then somebody else saw, hey, this is a land that's flowing. It has everything.
That's right. You're absolutely right, Mr. Motivator. Listen, let me say this. Your psychological preparation in life does affect your eyesight. It affects your eyesight. So when I say it affects your eyesight, it depends on how you look at a situation. See, we look at a situation and we're already defeated.
Yeah.
That's a person who's not quite psychologically prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, when those spies went out, oh, they just knew that they weren't able to, they just knew they were going to be defeated. How in the world do you know you're going to be defeated if you never try? You see, I said this, the only person in the world who comes up a loser is a person who doesn't try.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot lose if you try. I don't care if you start out, you cannot lose. You cannot lose if you start out. You've got to start out. Doesn't matter when you get to the finish line, but still, just start out. But if you just sit there and you don't do anything, then, that's just, you are automatically a loser. Now, some of the spies saw giants, and some saw them as being able to deal with. But see, that preparation, who maneuvered that situation? Who was maneuvering that situation?
Mm-hmm.
A man that had all power in his hands.
Yes.
So it didn't matter if you looked like a giant, or it didn't matter if you looked like a red ant. Your accomplishments are going to be on point because you at least tried.
Yes.
You started out.
Yes.
So this is what I want everybody to know. I don't care, young people, old people, babies, kids in school, everyone is a winner.
Mm,
everyone is a winner. Stop letting people, even on jobs where you've been fired, laid off, whatever. The only people that lose in those situations are the people that let you go. Because
mm-hmm.
you have talent, and that talent is going to be put to some good use. Remember my favorite scripture in the whole wide world? Romans 8:28, for we know all things work together for good to them that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Brother, whatever it is you take from me, God is going to make that a positive, uplifting thing for me. Now, you know how I know that? My psychological preparation.
Yes.
I've been prepared psychologically to believe that. And whatever I believe on a positive note, that's how it's going to end, on a positive note. Okay.
Thank you. I hope everyone took notes from that statement you made just a few minutes ago. You folks, you must see yourself as a winner. You must believe in yourself, and you must see yourself as someone that's important. Never view yourself or see yourself as a loser just because you've been told that by others.
Mm-hmm.
People tell you things just out of frustration. And also sometimes people see that you have potential, but they don't want you to be in the same realm with them. So they have to find out a way to attack you. And the way most people are attacked is by mentally.
Mm-hmm.
People put things out there, and a lot of us carry those things, those negative things around with us all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle John said that you're never going to be anything because you're a bozo like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens to this kid? He goes around believing what Uncle John said.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle John just said something because he was angry.
Yeah.
I really hope that everyone took notice of what you said just then. Mm-hmm. And also, I just want to know, no matter wherever you go, you seem to have fans that follow you. And I see people pulling up out in the parking lot. And so are you going to sign some more autographs again, Lois?
I'll try my best. I try to give the people what they want. If they want an autograph from me, I will most definitely sign an autograph. And I'm just thankful that a lot of people do come out and follow us and follow the show. And that keeps us encouraged. That lets us know that there are people out there who's really listening. And besides listening, Mr. Motivator, I just believe in my heart and wish so deeply that not only would they listen, but take hold of what we're talking about and what we're sharing with them, to let them know, you know, you're a bad sister, you're a bad brother, you know, you're a powerful brother, you're a powerful sister, and just believe that. I don't care what society has dumped on you, you are positively and should be just upliftingly proud of yourself, because you are not counted out until your eyes are closed in death. But other than that, you're always going to be a positive person, and you're always going to be uplifting. You're never going to be considered a loser. Doesn't matter what the loser said that told you that, okay?
That's right. You are really encouraging our audience today. And I'm so excited for the people that tune in for this particular broadcast, Psychological Preparation. Also, could you tell some of the people that listen about the Let's Talk Truth magazine? Everybody wants to know about your magazine, and even some of the staff here at our studio want to know when your issues are. We're getting ready to come out. So could you give us a little info about the Let's Talk Truth magazine?
Well, Let's Talk Truth magazine we're working diligently to get that published. And the only thing we're doing now, we're just trying to get all of our photos and everything put in there and get that in place so that we can roll it out. And we're just excited about it. Let's Talk Truth magazine is going to be... all of the information in that magazine is going to come from everyday people like you and me and somebody that's not of celebrity status, because we feel that there are a lot of people out there who's not heard on a daily basis, and they have something to say. They have wisdom. They have positive input, but they don't have a platform in which to share it. So that's what I thank God for, that this magazine, I believe, is going to touch on issues that, you know, normally wouldn't get touched on. It'll tell some truth that doesn't normally be told, you know, because it doesn't have to be sugar-coated for rating.
And will it cover some of the same issues we're discussing?
That we're discussing, and it's going to also come up with something maybe they want to talk about. So we're just looking forward to it.
Could you give them your email real quick?
Yes. You can send it at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. Make sure the Let's doesn't have the apostrophe in it. Just L-E-T-S, talktruth333@yahoo.com. Thank you for all of the emails that you've been sending.
Lois, we just want to thank you for coming out and being a part with the Mr. Motivator Show. You are always welcome here, and we just really appreciate your encouragement and the advice, and you're a great success coach, and you are an inspiration to Mr. Motivator. So, folks, we want to thank all of you for tuning in to the broadcast today. Psychological preparation is a part of life, and you must use it in order to prepare yourself for where it is that you want to go. Remember, folks, this is Mr. Motivator reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Also, folks, you can check me out check out my blog. It's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and we post everything that's going on, and you can hear a lot more about my books and my shows and everything that's going on. And also you can follow us on Twitter, and that is at Seamless to Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. We love you. We thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Hey, tune in the same time next week for another exciting show. Remember, you are somebody. So think of yourself as you want to be. Think of yourself and see yourself as a success. This is your friend, Mr. Motivator. Lord, thank you. And please, feel free to go back by the green room and get whatever you want out of there.
All right, thank you.